Huff, written by Yakka and read by Sunkitten Shash, an Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated explicit. Additional tags: ficlit, PWP, sexual content, collars, leashes, master slash pet, puppy play, praise kink, established relationship. Summary: just lazing about in a dirty afterglow. You doing okay, babe? Boston's voice sounds like a dream. It lilts in from the other room, the dark room, where the door is cricked open and Boston's developing the pictures that he just took. All the proof of how thoroughly whipped Nick is for him. Figuratively and a little literally. There aren't red gashes across Nick's back, but there are probably angry pink handprints and finger marks. A plethora of hickeys and little bruises. His ass feels rubbed raw. It took the brunt of Boston's pounding. But the evidence of Boston is everywhere, from where he licked a wet stripe over Nick's ankle to the blushing spot on his left ear where Boston nibbled at his lobe. The only part of him that's still pure is a thin strip around his neck, because his collar protects it, but he's sure that he's still flushed there, and sweat's dribbled underneath. Nick's drenched. He's glued to the sheets, mostly with sweat, but also puddles of his own drool, Boston spit, and both of their spend, plus the lube steadily leaking out of his fucked-open asshole. He knows that he should answer, because if he doesn't, Boston will come and take care of him. And he'd rather Boston finish working. He supports Boston completely. He wants Boston's photography to flourish. But his fucked raw throat is too hoarse to form a whole sentence, and his brain's too foggy for most words. He only manages a weak, that hopefully translates as yes. If anyone speaks hardcore afterglow, Boston does. Nick can hear a fond chuckle and is rewarded with, "Good boy." Nick actually whines, like the dog he's pretending to be, and a delicious shiver snakes down his spine. He loves when Boston says that to him, praises him. He liked being Boston's favorite, but it means so much more now that he's Boston's one and only. He plans to keep that status by continuing to be the best Boston's ever had. Maybe he'll never be as experienced as Boston, can't compete in skill and technique, but he can be eager and willing and throw himself into whatever wild kink Boston wants. Boston wanted a dog, a bitch for breeding, so Nick stripped off his clothes, got down on his knees, and panted happily while Boston put on his collar. There's a leash trailing down his back, the leathery material pleasantly cool while the rest of him is still burning. The room feels stifling. The sheets need to be changed. Boston's pillow smells like him, and Nick can't get enough of it. He nuzzles weakly into that musky stench and shifts his chest along the mattress, only to wince at the pull in his thighs. Boston really did a number on him. But that's how he likes it. Rough and deep. Thorough. He likes when he can still feel Boston afterwards, when the memories razor sharp in the morning. He likes when it forces him to limp, and that makes Boston look at him with a mixture of guilt, sympathy, and lust. He likes everything Boston does to him. Boston's beyond Nick's favorite. He's by far the best Nick's ever had. Nobody else has ever wrapped a collar around his throat and told him he's a good boy. Boston said it over and over again, praising him for every little trick, even letting him lick a biscuit, meant for humans and crumbly, out of Boston's palm. He lapped water out of a bowl on the floor, wagged his rear end for Boston, curled his hands like paws, and panted desperately for Boston's bone. The pictures must be wild. Nick should probably be ashamed that so much was caught on camera, but he's already blushing as hard as he can from overstimulation, and finds it difficult to feel anything but satisfied. He feels dazed and blissful. Boston's so good. If Nick had the strength, he'd slip off the bed and crawl to the studio on his hands and knees, nose at Boston's crotch, and beg to be bred again. He doesn't. He can't even roll over, and probably shouldn't, because his ass is still smarting. It helps that Boston's dick is so wondrously big and goes so gloriously deep, hits the right spot every time, and looks so pretty when it's jutting out heavily in front of his face. He can feel a languid groan snaking out of him, and is mortified when Boston laughs again. He must have heard it. There's my good boy. Keep thinking about me, okay? As if Nick ever thinks of anything else. He wants to say something cute and stupid like woof, but only manages a sleepy sigh. He's holding off on sleep until Boston comes back and cleans him and tucks into bed with him. He's only had a bit of aftercare and knows that he'll get more. As soon as the photos are done. Or maybe they're not done. He can't help but hope that the pause means Boston has more planned for him and is just giving him a little time to recover between rounds. There were already 2 or 3 rounds. Maybe 4? The memory's blurry. It was definitely more than one. Nick's reasonably energetic and could have kept up otherwise, even with his movement restricted and Boston half-choking him during the best parts. The only downside was that Boston would loosen his grip on the leash every time Nick gasped or bucked too hard, when really that was a sign that he wanted more. He trusts Boston implicitly. He knows that's stupid. Sand gets after him for it all the time. But Sand's one of the few people in town who doesn't know how unreasonably fantastic Boston is in bed. Still with me? Nick makes another noise of affirmation, positive that he's not supposed to sleep. Boston wouldn't keep calling to him otherwise. He just has to be good, and he'll get more. His owner will at least come back to pet him. He hopes Boston does that thing later, where he pets through Nick's hair as Nick drifts off. It always makes for the coziest dreams. He's just with it enough to note footsteps wandering around the corner, and he internally perks up, staring hopefully at the doorway. Boston emerges in it, wearing only the boxers he left in, body just as sweat-slicked and flushed as Nick's, with a few hickeys of its own. Boston's truly a work of art, more handsome than any of his models. It's wild that Nick still yearns for him, even when he's right there. He smiles beautifully at Nick and trails over, leaning in to gently brush his fingers along Nick's temple. Nick whimpers delightedly and leans into the touch. There's my sweet boy, Boston coos, a long way off from how anyone would address their dog, even the cutest of newborn puppies. It's too laced with love, more profound than mere affection. The way he looks at Nick makes Nick's heart ache in the best way. Thank you for waiting, baby. You've been so patient for me. I appreciate it. Nick can feel himself grinning goofily, brainlessly pleased to have pleased Boston. He would have waited longer, would have waited all night. Boston could leave him out in the rain, and he'd still sit right there on Boston's doorstep, naked and loyal to the last. But he won't have to do that. He's gotten pride of place in Boston's bed. Speaking slow and soft, because maybe it's obvious that Nick's teetering on the edge of sleep and subspace, Boston asks, "What do you think, babe? Now that we've gotten those pictures out of the way, do you want another round? Can you take one with just us, No camera breaks. Or do you want your bath and then bed? Everything. Nick wants everything. He wants Boston so damn bad it hurts. Somehow, he musters up the strength to lift his ass off the bed and twitches it. If he had a tail, it'd be furiously wagging, and bending back to expose his hole, still gaping and dribbling Boston's last load. They've been exclusive long enough, and Boston's been loyal enough, that they can forgo condoms. Which means Nick gets all of Boston's creamy cum directly on his insides. He feels filthy. He couldn't be with anyone but Boston. He's too far gone. The look on Boston's face is so tender and proud. Obviously, Nick picked the right answer. He whines again when Boston disappears from view, wandering around him to the back of the bed. Then he feels the mattress dip, and his pulse picks up, sure that Boston's climbed up behind him. Something small but firm presses right into the crack between his cheeks and slides down that sensitive line. Nick groans helplessly as Boston's fingers spread around his asshole. They pet the puckered brim, lightly stretching it open, testing how loose he is. He feels too empty, like he's been permanently split open and could take anything without preparation. He's definitely wet enough. Boston slips a finger into him anyway, then another, expertly stroking and exploring and scissoring him wider. He can't do anything but squirm and take it. He means to insist that he's ready, but instead whimpers. "Dawn." "Shh," Boston murmurs, pinching his ass. He yelps, earning another laugh. "Hey, I know you're well-trained, so you think you can handle anything. But be a good puppy and let me make sure, yeah? You know I promise to never hurt you again." Nick wrinkles his nose. His ass is smarting, very much on that cusp of pleasure-pain, but he knows what Boston means. The probing makes him restless. He'd protest more, but Boston mutters, "Good boy," again, so Nick melts and accepts it. He gets lost in it, zoning out, until a sudden pressure snaps against his throat. He flinches and feels the leash lift off his skin. It's drawn taut behind him, pulling him up, forcing him to scramble and get his hands under himself. Boston encourages, "There you go. Get back on all fours, baby. Master's gonna mount you again." Nick lets out the sleaziest moan of his life, because that's just what he wanted. He manages to push himself up on shaking hands and knees, his thighs trembling with the effort, and the leash finally slackens, letting him breathe. Boston pats his hip and hums, "Good job, puppy." A chaste kiss is pressed against the back of his head, giving him hope that he'll get more, that once Boston's finished, he'll maybe turn Nick around, make love to his spent form, and kiss him on the mouth over and over. He can't think of anything else, just Boston fucking him stupid. He gets his wish. That perfect dick slides back into him, and he's hard again, swinging heavy between his legs, nearly coming when Boston praises, "I love you, Nick." The end. Thanks for listening.